Welcome to the Inbound Back Office Podcast, where we chat with smart agency owners about agency challenges. I'm Holly Reed, strategist at Inbound Back Office, plug and play back office support for your marketing agency. Today on the show, we have Jennifer Zick, founder and CEO of Authentic Brand, to talk to us about why marketing agencies need marketing leadership. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you so much, Holly. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, excited to talk about this topic with you. But before we get started, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about you and what you do?
Great, thank you. As you already mentioned, I'm the founder of Authentic Brand. We are a community of fractional CMOs or chief marketing officers working with clients all across the US and sometimes beyond, and helping growing businesses to overcome random acts of marketing and confidently take the next right step toward healthy growth. So we love working with companies that are B2B, B2C, all different kinds of industries. And our sweet spot clients are usually between $5 million and $100 million in annual revenue. So that's usually where we enter their growth.
Nice. I love the random acts of marketing. That is something I feel like a lot of people do.
It's a tagline that accidentally became part of our story early in the business. And every time I would say that phrase, the CEO and the CFO's eyes would open wide and they would either giggle nervously or look at each other with fear in their eyes. And so we struck a real emotional chord with that one.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Okay, well, let's dive into this topic. I'm really excited to hear your thoughts on this because I think leadership is such a crucial part to any business. And so I'd love to hear just about how do you define marketing leadership? What do you mean by that? What are the steps to get there? So let's dive right in.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, let me start by saying that my definition of marketing leadership is obviously positioned through the lens of what Authentic Brand is and what we do today with clients. Because, I mean, marketing can take a million shapes and leadership can show up in a lot of different ways. But the place that we play in is as a dedicated head of marketing on a part-time basis for growing businesses. So what that means is that when we work as a fractional chief marketing officer, we sit on the client side of the table as a member of their executive leadership team. And usually with the growth businesses we work with, we are their first ever strategic executive marketer in the leadership team. Most growth businesses are born out of a story that goes something like, you know, founder-led, sales-driven, reach critical mass, create random acts of marketing, and eventually realize that scale and health and sustainability needs to be strategic, right? Yeah. And that's usually where the need for true marketing leadership first emerges. It's not the beginning of marketing activity. It's the moment at which you've had enough pain with your marketing activity and frustration that you realize you need experienced leadership.
Yeah, that's a really good point because it's crucial, I think, for people to understand that there are different phases of your business, right? And when you're in a growth phase or a scale phase or a startup phase, like there's certain things you need at different phases that maybe you used in the phase before, but it's not going to take you to the next one. So you need something new and you need something strategic. And so I love how you define that when it's in that growth phase, that's when they need someone like your team who can come in and be strategic about the marketing and actually put a strategic plan together.
That's right. And, you know, today we're speaking to agencies, and in an agency world, oftentimes the founder is a brilliant creative strategist and brand builder, and which is why often, as we'll talk about further in the conversation, they often are a little late to the party in recognizing their need for additional leadership capacity because they are so capable. And even the agency itself may have a lot of marketing related expertise. And so when you have a founder who is a, you know, genuine brand builder and creative genius, letting go of the vine to let someone come alongside and lead is a hard step to take, but it's also really necessary for agencies that want to grow and need their CEO to be squarely in the CEO seat.
Yeah, that's a good point too. letting go of that control and bringing someone else on to carry your vision is a scary thing, honestly, for business owners and founders. But if you can find the right person and like duplicate your vision in that way, or allow even a new update to the vision, right, with the expertise of the person coming in, it really does pay off.
Absolutely. And I'll be the first to admit, I mean, I'm the founder of a six-year-old marketing consultancy, right? So we have most of the people who work at Authentic Branding, including myself, come from marketing backgrounds and a lot of marketing success. And for the early stages of my own company, I was sitting in multiple seats in my business. I was the CEO and the founder, but I was also the head of sales and the head of marketing. And for a long time, the head of client services, until I started hiring other leaders to help elevate this business. And so I too had to acknowledge a point at which I'm no longer the right person to lead marketing for my own business. I can still be the visionary, and I need to be the visionary who still sets the North Star for my organization. Right. But every founder suffers from myopic perspective. We are too close to our own material to be truly objective. And getting an external fresh perspective and other people's experiences, if you hire the right person who is aligned with your values and believes in your vision, it's only going to help you go further.
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time where, I mean, every business owner, you get so close to it, you just can't even see straight after a while. And you think you're doing the right things, but then it starts to feel super muddy. And it's like, that's when you need these leaders to come in and be these department heads and leaders. But I love what you said, that it's really important that you maintain that vision and that North Star, so that those leaders know where they're headed too, because, you know, they need you to still be the leader in the organization.
That's right. Yep. There needs to be a clear vision for everybody to attach to and then to align underneath. And so, you know, it is a journey to move yourself as a founder in a growth agency further up in your role as a CEO. It's a journey for sure. And there's a lot of letting go involved. But if I rewind the tape in terms of what inspired Authentic Brand in the very first place, the genesis for this business and this model and the way we approach fractional CMO role was cultivated much earlier in my career, when I was in my early and mid 20s and I was part of a fast growing startup. I was the first employee with two founders, and we started a web agency before there was even the use of like digital terminology, right? This was the early 2000s, and we were just doing everything that businesses needed to build an online presence. And so we were successful in terms of growth and client relationships and ended up building a company of 35 people. But we were trying to be all things to all people, and we were absolutely founder-led and sales-driven. And at the time, my title was VP of Sales and Marketing. But in honesty, all we were doing was selling. We were still in that, like, that acquisition growth mode, right? And marketing was like a once-a-month email newsletter. That was marketing, right?
Right.
A lot of agencies live in the space where they are, you know, founder-led, they are sales-driven, and without somebody dedicated to marketing, even in a marketing savvy organization, marketing tends to sit on the back burner and be the thing that happens reactively or scattershot, or very dangerously in an agency, it becomes the function that's like, nobody owns it, but it's delivered through this committee of people based on their availability. So if you're not client billable, maybe you'll work on our brand. And that gets really messy really fast.
I mean, even businesses outside of marketing agencies do that. Right.
Yes. Like
they don't want to hire an agency or, you know, a fractional CMO. And they are just like, okay, well, we have some downtime, go create a social media post. And there's absolutely, this is the random acts of marketing, there's absolutely no strategy behind it.
That's exactly right. And it's flavor of the day, or it's motivated by what you saw out of your peripheral vision that the competitors were doing. And you're like, oh yeah, we should do that too. Right.
Yeah.
And so you end up with fragmented marketing tactics with no tie-in integration between them, with no clear ownership, with nobody pushing back to say, no, not now, no, this doesn't align with plan. And so a lot of agencies really struggle to build marketing discipline and muscle because they end up really suffering from that shoemaker's son syndrome of like, we're good at this or we could be good at this, but the people that are good at it need to be client billable at 80%. And
right.
Therefore we don't have dedicated capacity to invest in our own brand.
Yeah. And what is interesting to me is that people look at the bottom line and go, okay, is this billable? Is it not? But they fail to realize that the investment of building your own brand pays in dividends of ROI that may not in your monthly statement look like it right away. But it's like, even though this is internal time or company time, whatever you want to call it, it actually it's your own paid advertising. It's your own paid marketing so that you can grow your business and get more clients.
Yeah. And I like to use the analogy of like financial planning in the same sense of business strategic growth. Most of us, you know, if we're far enough along in our lives and professions, have spent some time with a financial planner to figure out like, will we have enough to retire someday? Right.
Right.
Financial management for a household is similar for a business in the sense that yes, you need transactions on a day-to-day basis. You need, you know, that checking account, but you also need long-term investment account and to put something out there, knowing that you're planting seeds that produce a harvest way down the road. And yeah. That's how every business who wants to grow needs to think about marketing. Yes, you need to be tackling the day-to-day activities that keep your brand in front of people or the campaigns that keep your message out there or the work to maintain your website, but you really also need to be constantly investing for the long term, which means recognizing that some of what you put in place today for leadership or for staff or for systems or for content will take years to come back into the pipeline as real opportunities that convert into revenue. But it's that kind of investment that grows companies in a sustainable, scalable way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, and I think that people get very nervous about doing that, you know, especially the last few years, right? Where there's just been economic chaos and, you know, just trying to figure out what is happening in the business world and, you know, and in the world at large. It can be scary for people to take that risk, but, you know, we've seen it countless times, even over the last 3 years, the people that took the risk and, you know, got creative in how they did things, especially bringing on like fractional people, that is how they have grown and scaled their businesses.
Well, that's right. And one of the things we talk about with our prospects is that we are not a low cost alternative to a full-time hire in most cases, but we are a lower risk, faster to impact option. And the reason that that's true is, you know, if you're a $10 million business, it doesn't financially make sense to hire a full-time CMO yet.
Right.
You do need marketing leadership. But by bringing on a fractional CMO, particularly through the way we deliver our services, you get wisdom way ahead of your growth curve, right?
Right.
You get experience way ahead of where your business is to help you confidently know what to commit to, in what order, in what way. And at Authentic Brand, the way that we amplify that de-risk is that every CMO that's assigned to a client is also part of a team of CMOs. All of our fractional CMOs are W-2 employees at Authentic Brand, which is very unique among fractional firms.
Yeah.
And so they're very connected and collaborative with one another as a team. We are team one. So a fractional CMO working with a single client is actually backed up by a team of dozens of other CMOs with cross-industry experience, with business model experiences that are different, with different transitional experiences in business leading through mergers, acquisitions, integrations, right? So we're able to harness all of that wisdom. So you're right that in the last few years, the world's been very shaky. And it's really scary as an entrepreneurial company to say, I only have this limited amount of resources. How do I invest them in the right way for the best possible return?
Yeah.
And I tell you what, the biggest de-risking move you can make is to bring senior level wisdom to your organization with people who can tap into knowledge that your company just doesn't have yet.
Yeah. And you bring up a good point with having the whole team behind that, because, you know, you hire a CMO and you get one person and all of their expertise, which, you know, by the time they hit CMO level, hopefully is a lot, but it's not as much as with 20 other people in the room that that person can then go and bounce ideas off of that are also CMOs, right? So there is such a value add when you're dealing with hiring a fractional CMO, because not only is it like a part-time thing, but you're getting knowledge from a lot more people than one person's life experiences.
That's right. And we talk about that risk. When companies come to Authentic Brand, they're not usually considering us versus another fractional CMO. They're usually weighing out the benefits or risks of a fractional CMO at a high level, but part-time versus a full-time hire. Now, most growth businesses who've never hired a senior level or a marketing leader don't know how to hire for that role. And that's because the world of marketing changes so quickly that most entrepreneurs and their leadership teams don't know whether they need a marketing manager, a coordinator handling all the day-to-days, a VP. They don't know whether they need someone with social media experience, with who comes from public relations, or maybe a digital focus, right? So many growing businesses waste time, waste money, and go through a lot of cycles of wrong person in the wrong seat kind of hiring, which is frustrating and expensive and also can really demoralize a brand and a team, right?
Absolutely.
So one way to de-risk all of that is also to help bring in that experienced leadership and wisdom to help your team know how to hire, who to hire, how to set them up with the right kinds of frameworks to be successful. And that's part of what we also do at Authentic Brand. We talk about marketers, mind share, which we talked about, and methodology, practical tools to teach growth businesses how the role of marketing ought to help them reach their vision, and how it needs to be accountable in terms of decisions made, investments, and ROI. So that's just that's a big set of de-risking tools available that are harder to find with a single hire.
Yeah, absolutely. And just the value of having the experience of working with a high-level CMO. And then when you get to the point where you're like, okay, we're ready to hire full time for this, you've already experienced what it's like to have someone at a really high level doing the job correctly. So that just helps give your whole team confidence in the interview process versus going through it, like you said, where you're like, is this the right role? Is this the right person? Do they have the right skills? You know, so that definitely is another way to look at that investment.
That's right. And even those new full-time hires, be they manager or director or VP level folks, when you're coming into a smaller business or agency, no matter where you end up, if you're in a leadership role as a marketer, it is often a high pressure, lonely role where you feel like you're often trying to justify your existence.
Yep.
Live under unrealistic expectations and pressure from the board or investors or the CFO and CEO. It's a tough role to be in. And there's a reason why that marketing leadership seat has such high turnover. It's because it's hard. And most small businesses and agencies don't know how to further develop that role or give them further opportunity to grow. So one thing we see that is a way that innovative businesses are helping to keep the good people they hire in those roles is that Authentic Brand is often, we may start off as a fractional CMO and then transition to an advisor CMO alongside of that new director or that new so that they still have the wisdom of an entire mind share of 20 different CMOs collaborating behind them and a sounding board of resources to help them keep growing and feeling confident about the decisions they're making so that they can stand toe to toe with a CEO and a CFO and a board and feel confident that it's not just their experience. It's they've got the support of other marketers behind the strategy.
Yeah. And that just helps, that new director or VP, just like you said, feel confident and understand, okay, this isn't just like my great idea. This is actually backed up by a lot of expertise. And so when they go into those meetings, they can stand on their own two feet and defend what it is that they're bringing to the table for a strategy. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what would you tell a CEO or a founder, you know, like what advice did you give them on letting go and finding and hiring a CMO or fractional CMO, like your company, to come in, like, how would you kind of advise them to do that?
Yeah, well, I would first start by saying, you know, we're careful never to try to convince a founder or CEO that, like, they need to value marketing leadership, right? Usually the right time for this conversation is when they've already landed on the fact that they need to value marketing strategy and strategic leadership, and they have a gap. There's a gap on their leadership team. They've had enough time and enough growth and enough random acts of marketing to say, hey, I'm not the right person to scale this, or my head of sales is not the right person to be responsible for marketing. They need to be responsible for sales, right?
Yeah.
So when they're at that point and they're feeling like, okay, we understand that growth means we've got to get strategic. And especially for an agency, most agencies are either implementing technology or creative services somewhere that touches into marketing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
At some point, your buyers aren't going to trust you if they don't see you doing what you recommend for them to do.
Absolutely.
You have got to drink
had that. Yeah, I just had that conversation with someone today. I'm like, people aren't going to follow you unless you're successful at what you're telling them to do.
That's right. Yeah. If you're a social media agency and your CEO doesn't touch social media, that's a problem. That's a total disconnect from the value proposition of your brand. So you have got to live your value proposition. You have to make the investments you would ask your clients to make at a proper level for your own business. You need to feel enough pain and opportunity to say, we value strategic marketing. We don't have the right person who has the capacity to do the job and the expertise needed. And then the next question in terms of advice for making that hire is, do you have a culture in an organization that is ready to both to feel confident that you can define, hire, grow, and incentivize a marketing leader? Or are you unsure about what you're hiring for or what level of capability you need, right? So if you're not certain that you know how to make that hire and make that hire successful and sticky and sustainable, then I really encourage you to work with a company like an Authentic Brand that is, their expertise is in making the right fit for your organization, and that right fit being able to help you define what your program is going to need as you build it within your business. Because no two client marketing teams look the same,
right?
You have to bring in a marketing leader who understands your model, believes in your vision, and can help you design the right combination of skills and internal and external to help you move the needle.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. Is there anything else that we haven't hit on around this topic that you'd want to share before we end today?
You know, I would just give a word of encouragement to all entrepreneurs out there, because, hey, I'm one too. This is not easy. The job of being a founder and a CEO and scaling a services firm is very, very hard. I mean, in some ways, we have the hardest job of all, because what we sell is mostly intangible, right?
Right.
We're selling trust. And so if you've built a business and are building a business, I just want to say, first of all, congratulations. You're doing a lot of things right. Yeah. And now if you're at the point where you need your business to scale beyond the communities of people who already know and trust you to new communities that don't yet know you, but need to be able to trust you, this is the time to think about being serious about your investment in strategic marketing and move from just a day-to-day transactional checkbook marketing activity level to a long-term investment strategy. And making sure also, you know, as the founder of an agency, there's a tendency sometimes for the agency's health to be dependent on the founder, to be dependent on their personal brand, their name, or even their participation in the engagement. If you want to scale your business, it's very important that you come at that with a place of humility and understand that making yourself less essential is going to help your business grow in a healthier, more valuable way. So, you know, take just the next right step. You don't have to figure it all out right away. And Authentic Brand is here as a resource. We don't have to be a vendor for your business, but hopefully through some of our content and our webinars and other ways that, you know, we can share what we're learning with dozens of different businesses. There's some, you know, key takeaways that'll help you move to the next stage too.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love everything you said. I mean, it's true. As you grow and scale, it cannot be based on the one name, you know, the one person at the top. Because then the buck stops there. And if you ever wanted to sell your agency or company, it would just not work if everything's based on that one person. So I think that's a really good point that you added in. And this has been such a fun conversation. I love all the wisdom that you have and that you shared with our audience. I think it's really going to help people rethink this as agency owners of, you know, do we need even strategic marketing leadership in our own agency, or how can we provide that to our clients as well? That's just really good information. Why don't you tell our listeners where they can find you online so they can connect with you?
I would love to connect with your listeners. So I am pretty prolifically involved in LinkedIn. So if you search for Jennifer Zick on LinkedIn, you'll find me, and I would love to connect. And I would love to hear from anybody on anything shared in today's podcast that was a thought nugget that was helpful. You can also find our company at authenticbrand.com. That is all one word, no S, just authenticbrand.com.
Awesome. And I'll make sure that those links are in the show notes. So you guys can just click right over and go check out their Jennifer's company and her LinkedIn. Thank you so much for coming on, Jennifer. This was super fun.
Thank you, Holly. It was fun. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you everyone for listening to the Inbound Back Office podcast brought to you by Inbound Back Office, plug and play back office support for your marketing agency. You can find Inbound Back Office at inboundbackoffice.com. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, take a minute and leave us a review as well as share it with other agency owners. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on our weekly episodes. Until next time.